And now the latest local news on WBKV. Crews have been out most of the night working to keep roads open as strong winds continue to cause blowing and drifting. East-west roads seem to be the most problematic. Winds are expected to diminish later this morning. Authorities now say two children have died from their injuries after their house caught fire in Sheboygan Falls Tuesday night. 11-year-old Natalie Martin died at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin, while 7-year-old Carter Mackey died at St. Nicholas Hospital. 10-year-old Benjamin Martin is in critical condition at Children's Hospital. 9-year-old sister Jenna escaped the fire without being hurt. An uncle of the children says Natalie was taking care of her siblings while their parents were at a church meeting and says she was trying to get them all out of the house after the fire started. A 23-year-old Saukville man was arrested Tuesday after a 22-year-old West Bend woman told police that he had sent nude images that she sent to him via text message to other people. The man is expected to be charged with distributing the nude images to others without consent. That's a felony that carries a maximum prison term of 3 years and 6 months. Jackson police arrested a 28-year-old Jackson man for his second OWI early Tuesday morning after he lost control of his SUV and struck a utility pole. A caller reported hearing the crash near Georgetown Drive at Park Court at about 2 o'clock Tuesday morning and saw the driver hanging out of the passenger side window of the heavily damaged vehicle. The driver was able to get himself back in the vehicle by the time police arrived. He wound up at Frederick Hospital in Wauwatosa for treatment of serious facial injuries. Police say the street was slippery because of the snow. Police also say the man was on his way home after drinking Red Bull and vodka at a local tavern. A 29-year-old man arrested in Jackson December 19th for his fifth OWI, this time with his 3-year-old son in the car, waived his preliminary hearing in Washington County Court yesterday. The boy's mother became suspicious when they made the custody exchange at about 5:30 that evening in Germantown and noticed Kyle Wabanimke was not driving his vehicle, which has an ignition interlock device. She called police and said she smelled alcohol and he was slurring his speech. Police stopped him when he pulled into a convenience store in Jackson. Wabanimke failed field sobriety tests and blew a .11 on a test unit. Wabanimke is sitting in the Washington County Jail after his probation was revoked on a prior OWI conviction. He is charged with felony OWI with a child under 16 in the vehicle, misdemeanor operating after revocation, and felony operating a vehicle without consent. Apparently, the vehicle he was driving belonged to his girlfriend's father. His next court appearance is set for March 9th. The boy was returned unharmed to the mother. And now you're up to date on WBKV. Our forecast is next.